overthinking mainly is this, that we are entering a real regime, and so we have to be really careful and to develop at the utmost level our capability of doing information from direct sources, horizontal information, since in a regime, indirect sources are directed by the regime and no longer information to be trusted in any way. We have to enlarge and strengthen our network and be able to really gather our forces. I never seen an attack like that. I never seen a lifeline like that. It was plain South American style. We still hear, you know, helicopters just flying over our heads, and we heard the shouting of the people. The shouting of the people from the other school was terrible, you know, like in an horror movie or something. Really, it's incredible. If you don't live it, you cannot understand, you know. And so the thing that we wanted to stress most during the press conference, aside from you know, demystifying the facts that the police is presenting, then we wanted to stress that we need to act as soon as possible to let information flow go on, because our information is one of the most important things we have, and they know it, and they look for it when they came here, and they will be afraid of what comes out of our footage, of our photos, and all that. But we have to strengthen to enlarge. So I invite you, everybody of you, to involve other people in working with any network of alternative medias, because it's important to build information that is detached from the regime. So I see that the facts are not very clear to all the people, so I'll just remind you what happened yesterday night around 12:10. What happened was this: police came charging in from the top of the street down towards the sea. We saw them, and so kind of 58 people just recovered in one of the building, and the other recovered inside the media center. The building was being used for the people who was resting from the demo charge in the afternoon. So what happened was that inside the media center, the police came and just let us all with our faces on the floor, destroying the lawyer's PC with all the information about the abuse that have been made. You saved the hard drive? You sure?
Yeah.
You have it?
Lawyer, the machine. Go.
I didn't know that. I'm going to say it to the GSF. And anyway, they attacked the lawyer's PC and came here to take some videos and stuff, but fortunately they didn't find much. In the other school, just all hell broke loose, yeah. There was screaming we heard from this building, you know, just like someone was screaming to your head and said, you know, they were cutting their legs off, you know. That kind of screaming was terrible, really terrible. And then we were let to go outside, and we saw, you know, a portable bed being taken outside from the school, and people really badly blessed, badly wounded, just going outside, just six people acted on their own legs, you know, and all the other people were hurt. Three of them are still heavy, badly wounded, you know, and Sky from UK Indie Media is in thoracic surgery. They're broken his ribs and his, and you know, it's crazy. I cannot believe it's happened, you know. They just went inside, you know, 200, 300 against 40. They just let them hold to the wall and just beat it from behind, you know. And this, you know, if you go inside here, you can see the blood on the floor, the blood on the heater system, the blood everywhere. The blood everywhere. They kicked them, their shit out of their head while they were sleeping. There were people sleeping, and there were a pool of blood just beside their sleeping bags. This is crazy. We are just in South America, where jam has happened. So now, what we have to do is unite and fight together to inform, because the world has to know what's really going on here, and not only here. Then I invite everybody to participate. For now, this is all. This is not bad news. This is not good news. I mean, it's bad news. And I suggest that everybody tries to collaborate as much as possible with us at IMC from wherever you are.